Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the bliss point of podcasts, with an episode that was actually not really planned, but I feel kind of called to create more episodes. I don't know why, even though I'm noticing that the download numbers are kind of declining a little bit, which I think is due to the weather because people have other things to do than listening to me talk. I still feel kind of called to create, and I wanna give into that urge and kind of do it justice, I guess. So here I am with a new episode, and if you know me, you know that I love good wordplays, and higher frequency definitely has a double meaning in this particular case. It's supposed to inform you, first and foremost, that I am increasing the frequency of posts for some time. I don't know for how long, but I'll be posting new episodes Thursdays and probably Sundays. So I know this comes out on a Monday, but I think having a new episode ready on a Sunday when you just chill and want something new is kind of nice. And the other meaning of higher frequency has to do with some spiritual and quantum physical facts. I don't know if you can call it a fact or not, but it's definitely said that pretty much everything has a frequency. So literally every object, every living being, every plant, every rock, every piece of music, every sound, and every human, and every emotion has a frequency, and even our thoughts. So we're basically surrounded by different things and people and beings with different frequencies, and we notice these frequencies, and we totally check subconsciously, obviously, or unconsciously, whether something or someone resonates with us or not. And this resonating has really to do with whether or not we are tuned to the same frequency or not. So I find that concept so interesting, and it's also very interesting if you dive into emotions and if you realize that love has the highest frequency of all emotions, and then there are things like guilt and shame that have really low frequencies, and kind of the path to enlightenment is you going up the ladder of frequency, so to say, and increasing yours. And I kind of feel like I am in tune with my intuition. I talked about this, I think, 2 episodes ago, that I've kind of tuned into myself and my intuition, and I've become a person who relies on my inner feeling and voice, and I'm noticing that things are falling into place more and more, and I really love that. Also, that's one of the reasons, obviously, why I sat down to record this episode, because I felt like it, or because I feel like it. It's not a conscious or logical decision to do it, especially when I'm noticing that my download numbers are going down, probably due to summer. It probably doesn't really make sense to produce more in a time when people don't really want it. But on the other hand, I always feel like, or it's not even a feeling, it's really a deep knowledge that whatever I say is going to reach the right people. And if those are 30 or 300 people, I don't really care about that, because I know that the things I say will eventually be presented to the right people. And my message for today is that it's up to us to realize which frequency we live on, so to say, and what kind of situations and people and encounters we draw into our lives. And if we want to change something about it, we can always change our thoughts and feelings. We can do things, for example, moving our body, going outside, being in the sun, that will increase good feelings. And through those good feelings, better thoughts are going to be created. And through those thoughts, better feelings are going to be created. And it's really an upward spiral. I think no one talks about the fact that there is an upward spiral. We always hear about downward spirals, but there is definitely an effect that once you increase your well-being on one level, all of the others will kind of come with it. And a lot of it has to do with being very conscious about what's going on in yourself and in your life. Because I think consciousness is such a powerful tool. And I know it's said that our consciousness makes up about 5% of our, so to say, of our overall consciousness. Because there's the unconscious and the subconscious. And I think that still, if you pull something out of the depths of yourself, where it was kind of buried under negative feelings and thoughts, and you realize your own patterns of behavior, and you kind of step out of your own shell into a way of viewing yourself in a more objective way, you kind of realize so many different little things about yourself. And just bringing those two aspects, your unconscious and your conscious thinking together, it's a superpower, because then change can begin. And change is a process, and healing is a process, and everything's a process, and everyone says it's a process. But the truth is, sometimes the only thing it takes is a decision, the decision for a higher frequency of being. And if you realize this, things become easy and change becomes easy, because you're just a decision away of a better life. And I want to leave you with this thought and maybe a little bit of inspiration. Thank you so much for listening. By the way, I checked if you can rate episodes on Apple Podcasts, and somehow the internet revealed to me that you can rate the podcast and you can give it 1 to 5 stars and leave a review. So if you feel inclined to do so, I'd be really happy if you rated my podcast on Apple Podcasts. That would be a dream. Thank you so much in advance. I really hope you're going to tune in next time on Thursday to a brand new episode. And yeah, I'll catch you then. Bye.